Zoe's letter, April 1st. Can you believe it's the first day of April already? Because I can't. And I don't know if you count or anything, but March was 6 months since we started writing. We've been doing this for more than half a year, Zoe. How incredible is that? Zoe, if you need to skip a letter to get your homework done, then please do so. I don't want to be the reason you're so stressed, okay? And as much as your manager sucks, you're stuck with him, at least until you quit, you aren't quite as stuck with me. I promise I won't panic. Well, I won't panic much. And if you text me and let me know it's going to be late, then I won't panic at all. See, if you have to admit my need for validation is messed up, then it must really be messed up. Because you can find something good to say about everything. Bubbly, huh? I like that. I think it fits you very well. Though, perhaps not as much recently. Can we get back to the bubbly Zoe soon? I'm the subdued one in this relationship, remember? Let's see. What else? Ah, yes. I don't know the story of the Loretto Chapel, so you'll have to share. Did I or did I not just say you're not allowed to knock pickled pineapple until you try it? That it is nothing like any of the pickled things you're thinking of, and that it's actually very sweet and you would like it? I swear, it's like you don't even listen to me. I'd be happy for your company in the afterlife. We? Well, okay. I can snark about the people passing by, and you can tell me why they're amazing. And it'd be fun. And your advice comment reminds me of something else I wanted to talk to you about. I've been thinking a lot lately about what comes next. You know, college and majors and what I want to do eventually. And I have an idea, but, well, I'm not entirely sure yet. So don't hold me to this or anything. I haven't told anyone else, but, well, here goes nothing. As much as it has, well, sucked for you, this year has made me realize you came to me for advice a few times, and it made me kind of realize that I like giving advice. I like being the one people go to when they don't know what to do. And I don't know if the advice I give is helpful at all, but I thought if I enjoyed that so much, then maybe that's what I should do. So, Dios, it's so hard to actually say it out loud, like that makes it more real or something. I'm thinking about being a psych major. I know it's a lot of schooling, but I think I want to be a counselor, or a therapist of some kind. Or at least, I want to try it. I could be wrong. I could do a semester and hate it and change my major later, but I think I want to try. Sorry, I'm not asking what you think or anything. You don't have to give an opinion. I just wanted to share with someone. If you tell me I'm gonna cry, I'm not going to want to watch the rest. I mean, okay, you cry a lot, but I am a man. We're not supposed to cry. At least not at things like television shows. Now, hang on. Just because I had a picnic with Emma doesn't mean I can't have a picnic with you. I'm sure your picnic would be just as fun, because you are you, and you'd find a way to make it fun and amazing and just, it wouldn't be anywhere near the same thing. As of right now, I don't have any specific plans for my birthday. I mean, I think there's a cake in the works and probably a birthday dinner. But, you know, if you want to be sure to avoid conflicts, it doesn't have to be on the day. Besides, it sounds like you have a really busy work schedule, and between that and being with Lyssa, I don't want to ask for more of your time than you're able to give me. So, what are you up for? I mean, if you want to hang out, that'd be great. I'd like to get to know you in person, you know? Ah, and the supposedly really hard questions. Zoe, are you telling me I'm your wish come true? I don't know what to say to that, I guess. No, wait, I do. It's my turn to thank you. That's the nicest thing anyone has said to me. Well, since this pretty awesome girl gave me a fantastic Christmas present. So, thanks. Ah, yes, you're right. We haven't done Best Memory from Childhood. I was confused because mine is the same as my favorite holiday tradition, which we did do. You know, with Mom and the cookies on the rooftop. I probably should have thought it through better before I picked this one. Being, you know, half Latino and looking it, I get a lot of dirty words. I think the worst was probably, excrement. Some kid thought he was really clever for thinking that one up on the playground when I was 10. Sorry, you didn't need to know that. It's part of my life, but it doesn't have to be part of yours. Never apologize for being busy, Chica. I know you are. If you weren't so busy, you wouldn't be you. Talk to you soon, okay?